Good evening. This is November 2, Mr. Queen Queen, and you're listening to the Shortwave and Scanner Listeners Net, normally held on the N2 ROW Repeater Network on Wednesday evenings at 9 o'clock local time. I'll pause right now for any emergency or priority traffic. All right, nothing being heard. I'll start with some... I'll need your call sign. Do you have any traffic? Checking so that I can compensate. I am on the portable, and the charge is not 100% on the battery, so if I should disappear, you know why. I'm open for check-ins now.
Hey, K2JLW, Gordon in Manhattan, and I do have traffic.
WA2IWC, Manhattan. No traffic, but be careful with your portable because you're moving around, so you're kind of in and out, a lot of times out. So try to put it in a vise or something.
Not using a portable, I'm using a base station. Am I really fading in and out?
No, Gordon, I wasn't referring to you. I was referring to net control.
Because usually I'm the one who's out with the HT while I walk the door.
Okay, I switched over to the Queens repeater. Am I any better on here?
Well, you were good before. So far, so good. Try it this way and see what happens for a little while.
Okay, very good. So far, I have what I believe is November 2, George Lincoln Williams, Gordon in Manhattan with traffic, and William Ida 2, Ida William Charlie, if I copied that correct, in Manhattan with no traffic.
Hello to Golf Lima Whiskey, K2GLW.
Also Whiskey Alpha 2, India Whiskey Charlie. No traffic. Don in Manhattan. You got it right except for the one I there.
Understood. Thank you for your patience, gentlemen. Now, this is my first time. Any other seconds? Okay, so far nothing else being heard at this time. We'll go with our first station with traffic, and we'll pick up additional check-ins later on. Turning it over to K2GLW. Gordon, go ahead with your traffic.
Okay, my wife and I spent 4 days binge eating in Quebec City. And Canada is one of the very few countries of the world that permits you to bring the scanner along, and so I did. And had all sorts of interesting fun with it. I was listening to the scanner in Trudeau Airport in Montreal waiting for a connecting flight. And an Air Canada pilot who was going to be deadheading on our plane came over, sat down next to me, showed me where the control tower was, and kept up sort of a running commentary on what I was hearing on the scanner between the control tower and the planes. Then, in Quebec City, our hotel was a block away from the St. Lawrence River. I switched over to the maritime channels, and a lot of it was in French, but a lot of it was understandable. And then we took a tour of the island of Orleans on Sunday. And I was listening because... we had the river on both sides of us, and the cab driver was sort of interpreting some of the stuff I was hearing in French. Then began hearing Americans, both towing barges. One of the barges broke loose, and for about 2 hours they were chasing the barge around in the St. Lawrence before they finally got it back into the tow, and that was entirely in English. So really, very interesting having the scanner along added an extra dimension to the trip.
Wow, that sounds like fun. Now, was your hotel situated where you were able to see the water so that you can actually match the traffic you were hearing to what you were seeing visually?
Pretty clear what was going on outside. What we had was a ferry boat which runs between Quebec City across the St. Lawrence River to the city of Levis, which is on the other bank. And a lot of the traffic was coming from that. And there was a cruise boat that offered hour and a half trips of the Quebec waterfront called the Louis Joliet. And it was fairly obvious when we were hearing that. And much of the time we had the river in sight. There's a lower city where we were and then the upper city, and you take a funicular to go up to the upper city, and from the upper city you had a commanding view of the river for miles in every direction. And I had the scanner on almost the entire time we were up there, so almost never a time when there was just silence on the air. Usually had a fair idea of who was talking to who.
Okay.
By the way, for countries that don't let scanners in, because of the reciprocal treaties we have, they are required to let HTs in. And of course, any HT can pick up almost every frequency that a scanner can. So when we were in Greece and Turkey and Croatia and Albania last fall, I took the HT along and was able to listen to harbor traffic in most of the places along our voyage.
Very good. What about getting everything back in? Did you have any issues with customs at the border southbound?
Nobody said anything. No one said anything. And we went through security multiple times because when you go up there, you fly to Montreal, you have to reclaim your suitcase, go through Canadian customs, recheck your suitcase, go through security all over again. Coming back, American customs and immigration, passport control, are actually in the Montreal airport. And so you officially enter the United States in Trudeau Airport in Montreal, and we pass through security twice on that flight. No one said anything to me about the scanner. And while we have, you can listen to the scanner, but you just can't repeat what you heard.
Oh, understood. Very good. I don't know if my question came across earlier about any public safety monitoring. Were you able to monitor any law enforcement or fire rescue activity?
I didn't really bother putting the frequencies in. I used the close call feature on the scanner. Really didn't hear anything, but again, it would have been in French and less obvious to me. Their police, and the police at least, are up in the 160 band above where, say, New York City Fire Department is.
The Canadians do have that odd band plan that you have to get used to with where they place their users of their frequencies. Well, I don't want to hog it up. Any other stations with any inquiries for Gordon?
B2CDC.
You cut the first letters off of your call sign. I caught CDC.
Yeah, KC2CDC, Peter over here in Manhattan. Originally purchased a scanner on the box. On the back of the box of the scanner, it says you need a radio license to use the scanner up in Canada. I was wondering if that rings any bells or heard anything about it.
I've never heard of it. I went online, looked at the Canadian scanner laws, and all they say is you can use the scanner. It's just against the law for you to repeat what you've heard while listening to the scanner, which is essentially true in the U.S. as well. And but nothing about requiring a license. Nobody asked me about it. I carried it openly. I had it hooked to my belt, and no one said boo to me. We certainly passed plenty of cops and everything, and no one said boo to me. No one said boo at customs, either U.S. or Canadian.
Maybe something's about to go into effect. You know, on the back of this, you know what? Let me go fish the box out. Boy, that actually would scan, it would be a little easier. It's on the back. I'll read you exactly what it says in the back of the scanner. It recently purchased a Bearcat 996 XT. And trying to get ever as easy the box or the scanner, which are both in boxes, one's in a hard case and the other one's in the carton. But I'll read you exactly what it says. Give me a moment. KC2CDC.
Before you disappear from the radio, do you have any of your own traffic I could put you on the list? We've already lost them. Okay, any other stations with any inquiries for boarding? Nothing else heard. Gordon, I thank you for the update. Very informative. I've traveled to Canada myself, but I never had... At the time, I wasn't into scanning to even have a radio to bring with me. I traveled to Montreal, so now I know from someone with first-hand experience a little bit of what to expect as I cross the border north, at least by air. I'm wondering by ground if the experience would be anything different at a border crossing, let's say.
So we don't own a car, so... We weren't going to drive up there, but to get up there, we flew from LaGuardia to Trudeau Airport in Montreal on a fairly small jet, and then flew on a Bombardier prop plane from Montreal to Quebec City.
Right, and all the while, nothing was lost. So it sounds like it was a success. All right.
Well, TIFF is a success at every level. They have really put together a collection of world-class restaurants up there, and we went up and had three world-class meals, and three meals which were pretty good, and incredible breakfast in our hotel, and a good time was had by all. The scanner openly in the airports up there, and no one said anything to me.
Very good. I believe I might have doubled with you there for a little bit. Pete, are you back with the box yet? Alright, while Pete's digging out his box to check the wording on the statement regarding Canadian use, I'll reopen it now for any additional check-ins to the...
Alright, KC2CDC returning. On the label on the back of the 996 to where the serial number is, it says Canada only. A radio license must be obtained prior to possession and use of this device. Avoid risk of electrical shock. Okay, that's where it was. I thought it was on the back of the carton, but it's not. It was also on their webpage, Unit's webpage. But that's what it says in the back of the scanner. Whether or not it is or it isn't, but anyway, FYI, KC2CDC.
I think that is for Canadians who purchase scanners. I don't think it applies to people who bring scanners in, because I'm looking at the GRE website, and it says Canada customers only. A radio license must be obtained prior to possession and use of a digital scanner. I don't know that this counts as a digital scanner, by the way. Everything I've read referred strictly to analog scanners.
Well, I know the Royal Canadian Mounted Police use a P25 system. I don't know the frequencies, whether it's 800, 400, or 100, but I do know that, and I guess maybe that's what they're talking about, digital. But then again, you know, that digital can be interpreted, you know, digital circuitry, you know, what kind of digital mode. I think that they're talking about P25 P25. But anyway, yeah, I was just was curious about that because I just had turned it on and heard you speaking about the scanner in Canada, and I remember reading that on the back of the scanner. All right, just was just curious.
KC2CDC, while I have you, do you have any of your own traffic for the list? N2BQQ?
I had a bunch of frequencies, but I don't know what the it's going to apply to this evening's net, but I actually monitored this a while ago, and just since I got this new piece of equipment, started writing them down again, and I have a couple of 400 and a couple of 100, but the 100 list is like over 20, so I don't know, maybe at the end of the net, if you want, I'll, you know, pass them along.
You're up next. We've only had 3 seconds so far this evening, and one with traffic, which has already been cleared. You're the third one. So if you want to proceed, I'll turn it over to you.
I was curious, cause, you know, Charlie and Bob usually got their databases pertaining to the net about what's you know, what's been monitored, you know, what's been heard, and like I said, it's mostly VHF stuff and a couple of sub 420 frequencies. No trunking or anything like that. I'm just, you know, basically using it in a search mode because until like about a week ago, the scanner was, I think, you know, the other gentleman mentioned he had a GRE, and one thing is for certain, I think I like the, as far as the way you, you enter information in and in, actually, I really got to have them side by side again, but it just seems that one of the things that I noticed that I wish there was a way can be changed is when you are monitoring something P25, I don't know if it's PL, if it does it with PL or DPL, but when you're monitoring something in a digital mode and a network access code comes up, it flashes, goes on, it goes off. The GRE doesn't do that. Another thing, when you search, everything is automatic. The mode is automatic, and you don't have to, you know, program that. And the PL, DPL, and NAC is also automatic. You don't have to program that. And I know you can do it. You can search for, you know, single, you know, parameters, but I as far as the GRE, I think I like that better, and the fact that, you know, that when the network access code comes up, you know, it flashes, you know, you gotta, like, look at it for, like, a couple of seconds, make sure you know, you're reading, the correct, characters. Go ahead.
I'm somewhat confused. The model that has the information flashing on it is the Bearcat or the GRE?
Bearcat. When the, I don't, like I said, I haven't searched in the PL/DPL. I've only searched in the digital mode, and when the network access code comes up, it flashes. It doesn't stay. Doesn't stay steadily on. And again, that is for the Bearcat model. The GRE, it doesn't. It stays on.
By the way, I don't own a GRE. I own a Bearcat, the rather basic trunking one, the 246.
I'm actually about to test it out. Yep. the 396, the portable version of the scanner, it actually flashes the PL as well. I'm monitoring the input to the Queen's repeater on close call now. You know, I understand what you're saying. That is a feature of that I suppose could be improved upon, that if it were steady, you'd be able to, you know, with a quick glance, I guess, capture the information. But to answer your question, it does do it with PL. You're saying it does it with a NAC. I would imagine it also does do it with a DPL. I don't have ready. Actually, I could switch over real quick to, on a DPL channel to figure that out.
Well, that was the reason why I originally I wanted to get the GRE, and one of the reasons why I wanted the GRE is because at the time the unit N996 didn't display it, and I couldn't imagine what they were thinking, but the GRE did. And also the GRE it was about $50-$60 less off of 500, so it was, you know, $450, something like that. And then, you know, I was looking at both of them. I went to go purchase one over in New Jersey and at AES, and he didn't have it. He didn't have the GRE, and I was looking at both of them, saying, you know, I'm definitely going to buy a desktop, and I want something with a nice size display, so I went with the Bearcat. I had you know, experience with the GRE model, the PSR 500, a nice little radio. I don't know, maybe I should have got the GRE, but I guess I can be unsatisfied with the Bearcat. Maybe the next go around, because now when something with a price that, you know, comes down, you know, maybe they're going to come out with something new. So, you know, the GRE basically does everything they want. Maybe I'll get the portable version of that. But I haven't really talked to anybody who's actually used both of them. Well, I think it's raining. Yeah, it is raining. No, that's someone's air conditioner. Is it raining outside, guys?
Came in from walking the dog about a half hour ago. There was light rain falling on the Upper East Side of Manhattan.
Copy. But, yeah, that was, you know, a couple of things I wanted to pass by, and that, see if anybody knew of, or heard of, maybe just now they're making these things that, you know, you can upgrade them, you can... You have total computer control. You know, maybe somebody can hex edit the software like you can do with the, you know, the commercial radios. And I don't know. It would definitely be something that, you know, I would like if it could be enabled to the thing to stay steadily on instead of a flash like that. It's really annoying. You really got to be right there when it comes on. But like I say, overall I think I'm pretty happy with it. I do like this the larger display of the two scanners. I just couldn't see spending that kind of money on a little plastic box. I mean, I'm probably gonna get another portable, but you know, just something I can, you know, put in a, make a little base, put it on it, stick it in a hard case, then, you know, make a little transportable, you know, something that's a little bit more heavy duty. I think, because again, it's meant to be, you know, put in a car that, you know, gets bounced around. It's also designed to have external antenna on it. So, I don't know, maybe I made a mistake, maybe I didn't, I don't know. Anyone got any ideas on that?
My final thought before I go and sack out is I got a Bearcat. I've been very happy with it. Never really looked at anything else other than a Bearcat, so maybe I'm not the right person, but I've been really happy with it. And with that, this is K2GLW. I'm going to secure from the net and go to sleep.
I may have spoken to you on another net, but if not, it was nice making your acquaintance once again. KC2CDC, Manhattan, and Peter is the name over here. Okay, thank you for the information and your time. Back over to net, KC2CDC.
WA2IWC with a quick comment. Pete, you're more than welcome to come over and look at the PSR 600. You can judge the display for yourself. I can't see the display, so I can't comment on it, but I can tell you, having read a lot of reviews of the PSR 600 when it came out, some of the reviews were posted by people that had the 996, the older 996, not the XT, obviously, and they loved the display on the 600 much better. But that's all I can tell you. I obviously can't tell you firsthand. WA2IWC.
Don, thank you very much. You know, one of these days when I get some time, I definitely would. You know, I'll bring mine over. I guess I got a box, a Pelican box to put it in, and, you know, cables and a little power supply and software and, you know, a little antenna or two. Okay. Again, Don, thank you very much. Real soon, actually try them both side by side.
Yeah, that'll be a lot of fun. And that would be a lot of fun. But as I say, you could judge the display for yourself. Because I certainly wouldn't feel comfortable commenting on it, but all I can say is I remember reading one review from a guy that had the 996 and the 600 side by side, and he said he loved the display on the 600. He'd never go back. But I can't judge, so I'd have to leave that up to you. Okay, thanks, and yeah, someday we'll get together, Pete. It would be nice. You take it easy, and back to net control, WA2IWC.
Again, thank you. I appreciate it. Back to net, KC2CDC.
Well, let me turn that close call off. That I was able to facilitate that. That's good news. By the way, I briefly switched over, and yes, it does do it on all three, the TL, the DPL, and you're saying the NAC are all do flash when they are picked up on close call. And I suppose I can see how that can get annoying when you're trying to quickly jot information down. All right, very good. I'm going to open it up for one final round of late check-in, see if anyone else wants to check in real quick before I close up the net for the evening. November 2, Victor, Queen. All right, nothing else being heard here in the rainy part of eastern Manhattan. I'm going to close up the net. I'll pass along the information to Charlie sometime later this week so he can update his records. Gentlemen, it was a pleasure. I thank you. I'm sorry I didn't have anything to contribute myself, radio-wise. Nothing much really going on with everybody away on summer vacations and whatnot. So no big changes in any systems throughout the metro area that I'm aware of, at least. On that note, I'll close the net. Thank you for participating. This is N2VQQ, clearing the shortwave and scanner listeners net for this evening. Good night.
Kilo 2, Mike Mitelli, late check-in. 2VQQ, KCCC, good job there. Have a good evening.
Nekato, KC2MMT, late check-in.
Pete, thank you. Thank you very much. KC2MMC, your name, location, and any traffic?
KC2MMC, handle here is Terry QKP in Orange, New Jersey, Essex County. So for some odd reason, I didn't have the right PL. Oh, I just scanned it and I got it now. I was trying to break in there, but I didn't get the... So I got the right PL. Thank you.
Yep, you nailed it. You got in. You're loud and clear as well, so you're hitting the correct machine for your location. Very good. And I did copy no traffic, so I will check you in. No traffic. Okay, nothing else heard. I'm going to start my journey home, mobile on the FDR drive. Good evening, everyone. N2, VQQ. Closing the net, returning the repeater to normal amateur radio use, and thanking the N2ROW organization for use of the machine for the shortwave and scanner listeners net. Oh, I did forget to mention, as Charlie usually does, anyone who's interested in subscribing to our online messages can send an email to NYDXA, New York Distance Monitoring Association. That's November Yankee David X-Ray Adam at yahoo.com, if I recall the address correctly, and you'll be able to sign up for our messages that come out advising members of any updates that take place, any news between that.
Let me ask you a question, KC2MMC.
Go right ahead, Terry.
I'm looking to buy a scanner. I have it. Radio Shack trunk tracker, but I need a digital. What's the cheapest digital I can get that's not going to kill me? That's over $500. That's not going to really rob my pocket.
Terry, are you looking for new or is used acceptable?
I like new, and easy programming too. I'll try to go for new. I find a bad experience getting something new and it acts up later on down the road, so then I kick myself when I get new. But something new that's not really, that's not like $500. I know the Bearcats are killing me, man.
PSR 500-600-448, Scanner Master.
TRE is that digital trunk tracking?
Yes, it is. John can tell you about it. He's got one. I was going to purchase one myself. They didn't have it. So I got the next best thing. I don't know if it's the next best thing. I got the what was available. Just had the money I saved up and didn't want to wait. That's the only thing I know. It's less than $500, and that's basically your two choices. You know, I'm sure they got black boxes and use it with your computer, and there's even a decoder by AOR that you can connect to it, but that's going to run you a lot over $448 at Scanner Master, I think.
I look at Scanner Master online, but the problem is I have a Mac computer. Is it capable of going to a Mac computer?
Okay, I got the... You gotta ask somebody else. I'll let it drop. The software I got for the 996 is for Windows. That's a very good question. I would imagine so, but anybody want to take a shot at that?
Terry, just to verify, that's he's George Robert Eddy, G-R-E. I believe you called back E-R-E. It's a George Robert is the manufacturer of the PSR series of digital scanners. And I don't know the answer myself to whether or not there is a Mac OS capable or a compatible programming software for that model, those models of scanners, N2VQQ.
We had a big fire here in East Orange, and East Orange is Motorola E-Dex. Then they moved to another frequency, and I lost them since then. There's too much work to find them. I want to get something that's easy programmable.
W2C.
There seems to be, there is no such thing as a Motorola EDAX. It's either Motorola or EDAX. They're two completely incompatible systems. If I recall correctly, isn't the oranges on the EDAX system?
Orange is regular digital. East Orange and West Orange. West Orange went to, where's they going? I believe West Orange is EDAX and East Orange went to Motorola, I think. Something like that. One of those two. I know we used West Orange is hard to get to, too. Do I have my computer or not? I'm going to go to Scanner Master and see what kind of scanners they have. Noisy. It came in very noisy. I don't know. It might have been my antenna. I don't know. That was noisy. I didn't copy that.
Oh, my apologies. I'm trying to run the net off of a portable. I got back into a better spot here. My notes show here that East Orange is using a Motorola Type 2 UHF trunk system, while West Orange is using an EDAX system. But neither one of the agencies, according to my notes, are using digital. Is digital a necessity for you that you have to spend so much for a scanner?
Yeah, because all my towns are digital. All the towns around me are going digital. Norcas and Orange are analog, but I know, like you said, West Orange is EDAX and I think East Orange is Motorola. But yeah, everybody's going digital too, so I already got a, you know, trunk track. It's just difficult to program the frequencies, and oh man, it's just, I got out of it for a little bit because it got so hard to do.
Alright, I see what you're saying. Yeah, Montclair is using a 500 megahertz trunk system as well. Well, check Scanner Master like you were about to, and if they have any, email address where you could fire off an inquiry, see if they're aware of any software that is capable or compatible, I should say, with the Mac OS for programming GRE scanners, and then make your decisions from there.
GRE scanners, what do they run, about $200 to $300 or about $500?
Pete earlier was saying that they're closer to $440. I imagine with shipping and handling it might rise up higher from that, but that's the lowest in terms of pricing that I've seen for a digital scanner. Everything else, particularly with the Radio Shack and Bearcat models, if you're talking about new, is going to be $500. The area of $500, $500, $512, that area.
KC2 MMC5D. Okay, I'll pick your brains. Tell me a bit more. What do you find better? I mean, I will settle for you think the Bearcats are a better scanner, or what's the difference between the two scanners that you see?
Well, me personally, I bounced back between Radio Shacks and Unidex. I have a couple of each, or has had over the course of time, though I can't speak from experience regarding the GREs or any of the higher end, the AORs and whatnot, only because I haven't had the opportunity to purchase or use any of those types of scanners, so I'd be speaking out of school regarding the GRE line. But in terms of the Radio Shacks, I'm a big bank and channel kind of guy. And thing with the dynamic channel allocation of, except for the newest of the Bearcat scanners, that I don't like about the Bearcat scanners, is that it's difficult to go directly to a specific channel. I timed myself out. It's difficult to go directly to a specific channel on the Bearcat line because of the dynamic memory allocation feature, whereas the Radio Shack are still using banks and channels, and I'm very, very comfortable with that system of organizing my frequencies in my scanner. So I'm leaning a little bit toward the Radio Shack if I had to lean one way or the other.
Alright, appreciate that. Do you have an outdoor antenna for that, or you have a handheld? What do you have, an indoor or a portable?
Pete, you're acknowledged. Portables and base scanners with indoor antennas, due to restrictions on my covenant from the Homeowners Association. So I'm banned from an external antenna, unfortunately.
KC2OYX, that's the other station. KC2MFC and the other station, pick it up.
Terry, there's one thing you should know. I don't know one way or another, positive or negative, but the new 996 Bearcat, the XT, has got 25,000 memories.
I'm sorry, come back with that again?
The Bearcat 996 XT, and the new one, was released about 3 months ago, has got 25,000 channels, memories, whatever you want to call it. So, I forgot his name. I will just call down, and I can't even find it. Okay. And so BQQ said about it's easier to program and find a specific channel in a zone. It is easier, but the reason why that they do that is because it's more efficient use of the memory, because let's say you've got a trunk system in there. Let's say it's only like maybe 10 channels, and previously the way they used to do it, they would have 50 and 100 channels per bank or zone, whatever you want to call it. So it was kind of a waste. So they enabled you to group together the channels in a specific bank, so it's more efficient use of the memory. But when you're talking about 25,000, it speaks for itself.
You see, OYX. Hey, I'm on the line now where I see the 996, I think it is, yeah. XT, right?
I'm at it.
They went 495 for it.
Anyone in all this, there were a scanner on sale.
We got another station that's trying to get in there. That station, you want to try that again? KC2MFC, Hannah, here is Terry.
Radio Shack, $399 and $379. So,
copy that? Gentlemen, KC2MC, let me take a quick look between Radio Shack scanners. I think you said something about a Radio Shack scanner. I know they came out with a digital one. I don't know how old it is. But I'm going to be online for 2 seconds. I'll be monitoring while I'm looking. KC2MMC.
X-ray identification. I just started butting, guys. But if you go for with the Pro 97, which has been recently discontinued with Radio Shack, you can get them for about $60 online. It actually has well over 1,000 programmable memories, banking, triple trunking, alpha tags. I've actually got one myself. It's actually a pretty good scanner, comparable to a Pro 95 or a Bearcat. Not too fond of using it these days from personal preferences. No, that's just my 2 cents. KC2, OYX on the side.
Hey, is that scanning the Pro 7? Is that a digital or analog?
Up to 1.2 gigahertz. It's actually a GRE rebrand. They are going to be issuing a firmware update to reband it to because they're doing the whole 800 megahertz reallocation soon. And it's really just up to Radio Shack to issue out the firmware update. The Pro 95, these are all analog, but they do have digital trunking capabilities. The Pro 95 is a relatively good scanner, although it doesn't have a backlit keypad, and it's a little clunky to use one-handed. Pro 97 does have quite a few features on top of the Pro 95, but for $60, you can't complain. No worries, guys. Just wanted to get my 2 cents in on that. KC2OYX. I'll be on the side.
We thank you for the info, KC2MMC.